When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. By the way, today is an excellent day to share with everybody. All you got to do is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you are all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and I think one of the best posts I've ever posted is up there. Well, now of course follows the wonderful picture of our guests this morning. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are up there, and I don't want to take away from their photo, but it's even better than that. But right below them, there's this sanctuary for big cats in South Africa, and it's a photo of the story of this man who spends his days massaging the feet of lions.
Well.
And oh my gosh, these, I guess it was very cool because he discovered that when lions had injured paws at the sanctuary, that when he treated their paws, he said they would smile and get really happy. So he started massaging their feet all the time. Now, every day he massages every single lion's feet, and they come running to him and roll out on their backs and stick their feet up in the air. And my gosh, they have the most stupid, happy grins on their face. You got to see these lions getting their foot massages. It's just too cool.
That is cool.
Martha Norwalk's Animal World on, and the really good, great photographs and stories. So you got to go. Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's right below Nels and Linda. I don't think you'll mistake them for the lions, but, you know, never mind. I got a flash picture of Nels giving Linda a foot massage or something, you know?
Excellent.
It doesn't quite have the same punch that, you know, right, massaging lions' feet might have. But anyway, check that out. Now, let's get the table set and everybody here, because I think it's been forever since we've all been back in the studio together. We have so much to catch up on, but let's give everybody in the conversation. So back in the saddle again would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I missed you last week.
Well, I missed you, too, although we have a little bit to chat about because, you know, anyway.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened. Oh, we got to catch up on your trip and all of that. But then David filled in for you. And mm-hmm. by the way, I was impressed. He worked really you must have really put the you-know-what, because he just was fabulous. He did a great job. But he did kind of raise the bar a little bit. So we'll have to see everybody when we get to Love Train, because David actually danced with me. Now, it was chair dancing, because we were on our, you know, Zoom. But he really, anyway, it'd be tough to keep up with him. He was really good. But other than
I told him how important it was.
Yeah, okay.
And he listened.
We'll give you credit for that because he really did an outstanding job. Anyway, so let's see then. And back in her studio again, it's probably been dark for, I don't know, weeks. But that would be Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
And I think I heard you mention something. like Las Vegas or something. Anyway, yes. So we have some catching up with you to do. But again, full studio because around the table here. Let's see. It is. It's been a while since I've said this. Let's see. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday with Nels Rasmussen and sister, not wife, sister Lindemann Rasmussen. And it is kind of, you know, a little strange with all of that because everybody assumes when I say Nels and Linda Rasmussen, which is why you hear me mostly say Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. That's because they're brother and sister, not husband and wife. But then just to throw a wrench into the work, Nels is married to Martha. Not me, Martha, a different Martha. So you kind of, you know, you gotta pay attention to the names to know the relationships around
here. I think the
here.
More you pay attention, the worse it gets.
Yeah. And anyway, and then Nels has big news that we have to catch up on. So we got all that stuff to do. So now before we officially start the show, let's just check in with the weather because the first thing I want to say thank you, Divine Mother and Saint Francis G. I'm grateful to be here, because you know I'm not a morning person. So the only time I am is on Sundays, and that's because I have to be. But you know I rely on alarm clock and all of that sort of thing. And you know I've gotten spoiled the last few weeks because I've been able to zoom in from home. And of course, when I do that, I don't have to get up as early. And then last week, not only did I not have to get up as early, but we fell back. So I got an extra hour. So that also might have been why David was so great last week, Nathan, because I was awake and fell But anyway, so I got kind of spoiled last week. So getting up this week and, you know, all of that was like, oh, okay. But I actually got to bed a little early, so I was really glad there. But wouldn't you know, it was like, what was it? It was 3:38 or 4:38. I'm not sure. It was, you know, like really, you know, before anyone should be up in the morning. And I was awake. And I did change some covers on my bed. So I was a little too warm. And so I'm thinking, I need to be asleep. And so I was just kind of, you know, laying there for a moment. And then I heard a beep. Well, you know, because I have one of those appliances in the house that when the power is out, when it goes back on, you know, it beeps. So wouldn't you know, boy. I had to say sorry. Thank you, Divine Mother, for waking me up because I happened to be up when the power went back on. Because the problem out in my neck of the woods, you know, we were all expecting all this big rain and all of that. Well, yeah, it rained, but the problem at my house was wind. And so I'd had a power outage in the middle of the night that happened after I had gone to sleep, so I wasn't aware of it. And had I not been awake and heard that beep, you know, Nathan might have been doing the show this morning.
See, in my house, it's almost a little bit opposite. Says your beep happens when it comes back on, the power, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, in my bedroom, it's one of the places where we happen to have a smoke detector or fire alarm. Whenever a power goes out, it beeps.
And
it'll beep like every maybe 30 seconds until like maybe the reserve power on it dies or something like that. But
yep. Okay,
every time
so,
if the power goes out overnight, I just have to struggle with this beeping smoke detector.
Yeah, so who has smoke detectors in their house? Everybody raise their hands. Oh. All right. Now, have you got the kind that when the battery starts to go dead, it beeps like Nathan's talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when do those smoke detectors' batteries decide to die?
In the middle of the night.
You got it. I can't tell you how many times I have gotten into bed, you know, and just going to sleep, and then you hear that beep. And you know, okay, it's going to happen. You have no choice. You have to get up and go get the stool and get up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. So that, you don't just get it when your battery dies. If your power, so your smoke alarm, Nathan, must be connected somehow to your electrical system in your house.
Yeah, it's connected to the
house?
Power grid. So okay, when the power goes out, it doesn't have sufficient power, and it goes on reserve for a little bit, and then it finally dies.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I guess we all have a common problem there we can commiserate with. But so anyway, I am grateful to be here on time and all of that, although I am without the normal amount of sleep I would get because I was kind of, you know, after that, I didn't really go back to sleep. I'm grateful that I caught the power outage and I'm here, and hopefully that takes care of the rest of the storm that's happening today and tonight. I have to say, driving in, you know, it was wet, but it wasn't actually raining. It was just really, really windy and all kinds of debris all over the road, all the way down, and just you know, water coming up off the pavement. Until I got to Bellevue, and then down here it's pretty rainy. So we had a, now it looks just rainy out there, clouded over. As far as I can tell, Seattle's not there. Neither are the Olympics, but you never know, they might show up again at some point. However, just a few minutes ago, Nell's got this big smile on his face. Like I said, rainbow, and somehow we had a rainbow right outside. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure where the sun is that produced that rainbow, because I didn't see that, and we didn't see it at the time, but we actually had a rainbow here to start us off this morning, so how cool is that?
We did. I was surprised. I think that was my first time ever seeing a West Side rainbow when I was working here in the morning, so was really cool.
Well, that must be a special day, huh?
I guess so. Welcome back, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Welcome back, Nathan. So let's start there. Before we officially start the show, let's just say you took a major vacation because you were gone for what, 10 days or something?
Yeah, a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
10 days.
And you went to visit your brother.
Mm-hmm. And his wife.
And his family. And they are back. And where did you go?
And kind of the tri-state area. I know we joked around and said it's called Ohuckee or something like that. But actually, I asked them what they call it locally, and they call it the tri-state area.
Doesn't it sound like we should have beeped him for that?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd have beeped you if I had a button.
Anyway, I asked them what they call it. They call it the tri-state area because we actually did it at one point, but you can be right on the border of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. So we went somewhere northwest, and we had to drive through Indiana a little bit and then back into Ohio from Kentucky.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be fun if you could stand in one? I was imagining that you could stand in one spot and put 2 feet and hands in three different states at the same time.
Oh, you can do that down.
Can you do that somewhere?
Arizona and is it Colorado?
It's Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the four corners.
You could stick a hand and a feet in all
you
four
could be
states.
In all four states at once.
That'd make a cool picture, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we
four places
a picture
at once.
Of four of us, each of us in a different state holding hands. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very cool. Okay, all right. So, Nathan, you went back because you're, let's see. It seems to me we celebrated on this show a while ago that your brother and his wife are pregnant. And so didn't you go back for a shower before this baby or not? Oh, you're showing us pictures.
Yeah, that's the four-state area right there. You can see it.
Oh,
it's like they have a plaza set up.
Oh, they do.
All the intersection of the state
border they have
combined. And you can,
there's an official place.
It's,
it's
look
official.
Look at that.
Yeah. And there's a little amphitheater. And then there's when we were there, there were a number of booths with Native American stuff that you could get.
Well,
there was some
I'll
pretty
be darned,
cool stuff.
Because that's just the vision I saw was, you know, a cross like that and all four corners. I didn't know a place like that existed, but how cool.
Yeah.
And so it looks like the Mexico. No, what are this? Mexico and where?
Colorado and Utah and what was that other one?
Let me see. I'll go back here. Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, and you just came up. What did you just Google something and come up with that photograph, Nathan?
Yep. Just went to Google.
Four corners?
I just put in four states at the same time, and it popped right up.
Cool. So if anybody wants to see that, and there's some person sitting in the middle of that cross, you know, but it's
like
all paved, and
front
the names
left
of the
foot
states
is in
are
New
there.
Front left foot is in New Mexico. Front right foot is in Arizona. Her right hand is in Utah, and her left hand is in Colorado.
Okay, now the only thing wrong with that picture, because that's what I saw in the vision I got, except in the vision, I was face down, you know, hand, because this girl, she's sitting there with her hands behind her and knees up and feet in front. So four, you know, a limb in each state. I was the other way around, butt up in the air,
yeah.
in my vision anyway.
Right.
Well, cool. So the shower go off well and all of that? And
yeah, I wasn't there. It was a traditional woman's only baby shower. But
I wondered about
brother
that when
and
you
my
said...
dad, went out and did some of our own things while they were away.
Okay.
And, of course, checked out some disc golf courses up there because his area is actually home to one of the best disc golf courses in the world.
Ooh.
So that was really exciting to check out. And then, of course, we went to this really fun grocery store. I mean, you go into it, it's you see it like you're in Disneyland. You look at the... Are you familiar with the Rainforest Cafe in the South Center Mall?
Linda says yes.
Okay,
No.
It's basically like the Rainforest Cafe, if you've ever been there, but a grocery store. You get on the outside and you see like waterfalls and a bunch of like safari-type animals. And you get inside, they have a podcasting room.
Real animals? Paintings?
Statues. Okay. Yeah. And... like a whole bunch of unique toys, and they have all these little quirky things scattered around the stores. Like they got this old fire engine just kind of suspended up there, and it's I can't remember what animal it was, but it was dressed up as like Elvis, and every 5 minutes it would play an Elvis song, and really fun store to go into. Yeah,
place, huh?
But like I said, it's kind of like going into Disneyland or Rainforest Cafe, but
do your grocery,
it's a grocery
shopping
store
at the same time.
Yeah,
huh? All right.
And they have everything you can pretty much
that?
Need. Oh, I can't remember which city it's in, but it's like one on the west side of Cincinnati and one on the east side of Cincinnati.
Okay. Oh, all right. But you had a good time, and traveling went well and all of that?
Absolutely. Flights were both really good.
I'm glad you had a great time. And when is the baby due?
Mid-January. The day is January 16th, but, you know, it could be a little bit early. It could be a little bit late.
Do we know if
I was a late baby.
Well, I think the general rule of thumb is first babies are often late. But every once
in
a while, they
fool you.
My
brother, he was the first one. He was early, and I was the late
one. Oh, okay. So do we know if we're having a boy or a girl yet?
Nope, we're not going to find out until...
It pops
out?
Yep. Okay, so we won't know until it happens.
But all I can say is, if I'm going to be naming it, if it's a girl, her name will be Denise. If it's a boy, his name will be the nephew.
Oh no!
That was good. Okay. I when that Denise came out of his mouth, I was starting to think of something else. How come he gets the name? But my mind's like, something's wrong with this. This isn't right. And of course, then the joke followed. But that was quite clever, actually. Denise and the nephew. I'll have to remember that. Okay, so. Nathan did well on his vacation, and he's back safe and sound, and all went well while you were gone, so all is good there. And so, Stacy, it sounds like you did some traveling, too.
Yeah, I took a little trip with my daughters. We sometimes like to go on a trip for birthdays, but we didn't kind of do that last year with all the COVID travel and stuff, so we thought we'd take a little trip. Midweek trip, and we went to Las Vegas. We saw the Gwen Stefani show. I don't know if you guys know Gwen Stefani.
Well,
she
yeah.
was pretty awesome.
No
so.
Doubt.
Yeah. Well, was it a good show?
It was very good. And she's in sort of a smallish type theater, so it was great. You know.
Does she have a regular show in Vegas?
She had like
right
a
now,
two-week residency or something. Yeah.
Because, yeah, definitely know who she is because she just married Blake Shelton.
I know, right? And then, so that we missed, I guess he showed up to her show the Saturday. We went to a Wednesday show. He showed up on Saturday and went to her. Missed that part. So.
Do you know when he shows up, does he get up on
stage?
Yes,
he gets up there and they do like a song because they have a couple of songs together.
Yeah, they
you know?
Do. They do. I was going to say he couldn't really show up and then not perform.
Yeah, they usually do a couple of their songs together. Like, missed that. But anyway, it was a good show. And the weather was beautiful. Oh, my gosh, it was 75, 80, it was great.
And that sounds wonderful. Yeah, I'm having those same kind of flashes, not because I've been there, but my best friends, Chris and Rhonda, moved to Arizona, you know, last month. And so they're now down in Phoenix. And so we spend a lot of time on Zoom and communicating. And you know, I'm seeing all this pictures and stuff from them of the beautiful sunny blue sky, and then oh, and it's 80, and they're lounging and teaching the dog about the swimming pool and all this sort of stuff. And but then there's always that message at the end. Yeah, yeah, we know you're going to be laughing at us this, you know, when it gets to summer and it's 125 and we're dying down here. But right now they're kind of like in heaven with beautiful, beautiful weather.
Yeah, so, it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like Disneyland for grown up. I mean, you got like the Eiffel Tower, you got the, like you're in Italy on these fountains. It's kind of, I kind of enjoy that part, looking at the sights. I'm not a big gambler, so we don't, we should go for
you're talking about Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
I'm going to say, where were you? You didn't go to Paris. Who said anything about Paris?
Yeah, because they
Las Vegas has an Eiffel Tower?
Oh,
is that what you're saying?
Oh, a huge one. You think
I've not been there either, so I don't know.
And we've discovered the best time to go, unless you like crazy Las Vegas, then you go on the weekend. But if you just like to look, go to the restaurants and the show, go during the week. We went like a Tuesday to Friday. It was great. There's like grown-ups there, so it's not like much.
Well, but I wonder too, at this time with COVID and all of that, it sounds like it might be safer to go during the week when it isn't as crowded and as crazy.
Yeah, I would think you might feel a little more
comfortable. You wouldn't be as smushed in with, yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
Well, I commend you for being brave enough to go and do that. Wouldn't catch me doing that.
Not yet.
And of course, now they're talking about, you know, the numbers are going up again and all of that. It just, anyway, I'd rather be safe than sorry. So, okay, we got a lot more to catch up with, but why don't we stay on time, Will? We'll take care of our advertisers here. We'll come back and officially start the show, and a few little general things to clean up. But then we got to straighten out something, because Nels is sort of missing in action. And I don't know, is he Nels? Is he Dr. Nels? Is it spiritual pet connection? Is it healing ministry for animals? Is it all of those things? Is it none of those things? We need to find out. Inquiring minds need to know. Well, we'll find all out as we continue. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, you know, the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall out in Bothell, and the Ananda Farms up on Camino Island, and Anyway, all kinds of great stuff happening at the temple, the yoga hall, getting ready for the holidays and all of that. So check it out, anandawa.org as well. You'll find everything, anandawa.org. And then, of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems quickly. And I'm starting to get caught up, you know, with my plumbing flood and everything, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I'm able now to start scheduling people again a little out. So if you want to talk to me for your free behavior evaluation on the phone, I'll always talk to you for free. So if you or anybody you know has got problems with their dog friends, give me a call, talk to you for free on the phone, let you know how I work. And now I can actually see you in the foreseeable future, which is really great. So you can call me at 360-217-7258. Okay, then. And speaking of that, I have to say, you know, I've been dealing with this plumbing flood in my house, and I had no idea what I was in for when this started. It's been delayed because they found asbestos in the walls and the floors, and that really complicated the process of the demolition and clearing out, you know, cleaning out and drying and all of that, and then combine it with all the delays related to COVID and all of that sort of stuff. And we are now 4 months into it. I checked out the dates, and we actually filed the claim July 14th. Well, I do believe it is November 14th today, is it not, everybody?
Yeah.
That's 4 months. Mm-hmm. I still have no bathrooms, no carpet and flooring in my bedroom, okay? A temporary toilet. Do have a shower, though. Anyway, I am delighted to tell you that pretty close to all the T's have been crossed and the I's dotted, insurance has improved, and the contractors are scheduled to begin the build it back and make it pretty again this coming Wednesday. Woohoo! So couldn't quite celebrate yet. We're getting close. And so it looks like in the next couple weeks or so, there's going to be a transformation, and I actually will be able to have my home back, which is really, really exciting. So that's the good news. And I'm still not caught up. I still have a list of people I'm playing phone tag with and all of that stuff. But it's starting to come together. And since I know when the work's going to happen now, I'm going to be able to catch up with people and all that good stuff. So that's my update for today. Alrighty then, as I told you, it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset Energy Code Sunday. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Don't have a whole lot of, little stuff to talk about before we get into who the heck is in the studio here. Is it Nels or Dr. Nels or who is it? I don't know, but we're going to find out. But I do want to let you know just a few things. It occurred to me because I got to get mine out this afternoon when I get home. We are moving into late fall, winter. It's getting colder. Okay, be mindful of your hummingbird friends. And now we discovered last year, remember, hummingbird feeder heaters. Okay. So if you can keep at least one of your hummingbird feeders close enough to your house that you can plug something in from it, they now have these hummingbird feeder heaters. And the only place I know you can get them for sure is from Leanne out at the Wild Birds Unlimited store in Monroe. Now, when we featured them last year, when I discovered them and she was on, we talked about them. A lot of you called her and she mailed them all over the place. So she will mail them to you, or you can go out to Monroe and get them. They might have made it into some of the other Wild Bird stores by now because someone around here locally makes them. They're kind of cool, set up with a little Christmas tree light thing in the bottom, and they stick on the bottom of the hummingbird feeder. And then you plug it in and that little light keeps it warm enough to keep it from freezing. So you might want to get prepared, because I have lots of hummingbird feeders out, but my plan for the winter is going to be, I'm only going to heat one of them, you know, that I can plug into. And then the others, I will bring them all in as soon as the sun goes down, it gets dark, and put them out again the next morning, but there'll be one there for them to feed on all the time. So that's my plan for the Hummers. And let's see. Now, a couple of things. Stacy, I still have to say that there really is no great animal TV on anymore. It seems to be all the American Zoo shows, and I can't stomach those.
Yeah, there's the pit bulls and Proly. She says they're filming, so
okay,
so that's happening.
Now, I did catch an animal show last night on Animal Planet, because I keep checking back just to say, are you sure there's only American Zoo stuff on? So I switched back over at 10 o'clock, and it turned out that it was something I needed to see. It was horrible to watch. I don't know if it was just this one show last night at 10 or if it's a series, but it's called Surviving Joe Exotica. Okay. And you know who he is? The crazy tiger guy? Okay, well, he's got quite a reputation. And I had avoided really learning a lot about him, because I know that he had awful stories about him and tigers and captive tiger and all that kind of stuff. And then there was another woman that he was in competition with, and I think he tried to kill her, and I think he's in prison now. And he was trying to get the last president to pardon him. Fortunately, that didn't happen and all of that. Anyway, so this show mostly was about big cat and wildlife rescue sanctuary. But apparently this Joe Exotica guy, and I don't know where he was headquartered in the country, I don't remember that, but he had one of those sideshows of wild animals come and make lots of money. And then he started doing tigers. And then he started breeding tigers. And then he got the idea, then he got lions. And then he started breeding lions and tigers and, you know, creating the ligers and and he's bragging throughout the show about, and if it wasn't for me, none of these hybrids will exist and all of this. Well, anyway, and then they start showing where these animals, these were, and the attraction and the people coming and them pumping out baby tigers like hotcakes and taking them away from their parents immediately, and then they're part of the show and being handled. They're being inbred, underbred, overbred. They're deformed. They're defective. Some of them are in constant pain because of that. Anyway, it was horrible, but I really didn't have any idea about this. And if and then it turns out, so they were rescued a lot of these tigers. Well, then it turns out pretty much every single exotic big cat sanctuary in the country, guess where the majority of their tigers and lions have come from? From this Joe Exotica guy, because he bred them like hotcakes, and then he would sell them to everybody, you know, whether you could handle them or not. But, boy, there are a lot of big cats out there that need help because of this just irresponsible breeding that went on for so long. So if you have a chance to catch that special, it's important to see the damage that can be done and the suffering that these animals go through so that we don't allow these things to happen anymore. I mean, you've got to really educate yourself and that we support these animals that are around until, you know, they have a chance to live out their lives. And there was some good news when you could see the happy, you know, these animals being rehabilitated and getting the surgery to correct their eyes and stuff. And a couple of tigers that their eyes were deformed because of the inbreeding. And you know how dogs get entropion when the eyelashes, you know, rub on the eyes all the time? Well, these tigers, they couldn't see hardly at all. And their eyes were in such pain that they could barely move and they were volatilely aggressive because they were just in pain all the time. Well, it took them a long time to rescue them, get them out of there, get them into one sanctuary, then into another, and then finally a vet that could creatively do surgery to correct the eyes. But then the most wonderful part of the show was watching them transform And I just, the tears, when I could connect with those tigers for the first time and feel that they no longer were in pain. And they just became the most wonderful tigers, you know. And anyway, so there's some good news in seeing them being rehabilitated. But when you know about these things, then we can speak up and we cannot support them and make sure that we start doing a better job of caring for our animal friends. Now, speaking of the big cats, that leads me to the last thing. Have you heard the latest news reports? COVID is killing big wild cats in our zoos now. And I think it's on the news today, and I heard it again as I heard it last night, and I heard it again on the KKNW news at 8 o'clock when I was driving down here. And I think it's a zoo in Kansas, but the tigers broke with COVID, and they have no idea who exposed them or how they got it or where it came from. And then the leopards got it. The tigers recovered. The leopards didn't. They all died. So don't know any more than that. Now, we've heard of, you know, COVID doing a few animals here or there. But there doesn't seem to be a whole lot more information about this. And I did hear, though, that they don't know. They have not sourced it and where it came from, how it got and all of that. But we're now going to have to pay attention for our animal friends. And, you know, these viruses mutate and all that sort of thing. And I don't know. The thing that occurred to me when I heard the report driving down here today was that, gee, you know, if you're looking for a reason to get vaccinated, you know, I know a lot of people when I do my private sessions and help them with their animals, sometimes they'll like call Linda and get help with, you know, some energy codes or best treatment. They wouldn't do it for themselves, but because I tell them if they work on themselves, it will help their animals, they'll do it. So I'm thinking, well, you know, there might be somebody out there listening that you haven't really gotten vaccinated yet, but if you know it would help the animals, that's the only way we're going to eliminate the virus. So, you know, if you need an excuse, do it for the leopards and the lions and the tigers and maybe our own animal friends. You never know. So that's all the news I got. So, who's in the studio with us today? Linda Rasmussen, you're still Vertical Energy Worldwide.
Yes.
.com, right?
Same original formulation.
Okay. However, Nels? Dr. Nels? I'm not sure. Anyway, big announcements and big news, and Nels is going to clean it all up for us. So I just am starting to finally get good at not calling you Dr. Nels.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not important anymore. So will you please explain to us what the heck is going on?
Am I going to do this before the break?
Well,
okay.
I was going to do that, but now that you mentioned
it. I mean, it makes a great teaser.
Well, we might as well do that. And then you'll have plenty of time. You can talk as long as you want and explain everything.
Okay.
How about that? All right. So if you want to know who he is, because it is changing again and all of that, and there's lots to report, and it's really pretty good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got good news to share. And we'll straighten out the details. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And Animal World continues. And the real Nels or Dr. Nels is up next. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness. For your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, golly, we heard that if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you can get links on the website, interview on the show. So all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. By the way, you can use that email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We get it in the studio. And remember last month, Nathan figured out how to put photographs of your animals up on the screen for us. So if you're planning on calling in, you want a session for your animal friends with Nels and Linda, why don't you email us a photograph of your animals so we can see. You could send us a photograph of you, too. That would be really fun. I put photos of Nels and Linda up on Facebook. Least you could do is share your photos with us. Anyway, the send to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We'll get your photos, and Nathan can put them up on the screen for us. We also are holding the space for Jude Ponton and our premier sound healer in the area and the Whispering Dragon Center. She is back to work a couple days a week. She's getting much stronger. She's doing much better. But I just want to share with you right now, because I saw Jude on Friday, and she is making great progress. It is such an overwhelming situation for her and continues to be. I am amazed that she's walking through this as well as she is. I think last week, you know, the sad part I had to tell you is not only, did she lose her partner 24/7 for her 50 years, she also had to say goodbye to her beloved standard poodle Magic, a week or so ago, or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was. Really, really hard, her strongest connection to Paul. And that just seemed like over the top. But that's also working out. I had kind of thought that, well, maybe that'll just work out. She won't have to take, have to deal with the dog as well as everything else. But of course, you know, she right away felt she couldn't live without a dog. And I could, like anyone else, I can certainly understand that. And she just got the ping to maybe she should call Magic's breeder. She hadn't talked to her, you know, for years, but she picked up the phone and called her and said, you know, do you have any older dogs? You know, because she can't do a puppy. The breeder said, well, I actually do. I've got a 4-year-old, you know, and I only let him have 2 litters, and I'm going to spay her in December. She'll be available, okay? So Jude got to go visit last weekend, and seems like it's a match. So fingers crossed that we can integrate the dog with cat and all that good stuff. But so it looks like Divine Mother is taking care of her and giving her what she needs. But what I wanted to share with you is that she told me, I mean, she really, when she went really deep, when we were talking about how is she really doing and what's helping, she said she really, really felt like she almost owed it all to Linda and to Nels, because they stepped up immediately after Paul, you know, dropped dead. And they, both of you have been working with her. I think, Linda, you actually go in and she does, you know, you get to experience the sound healing. Mm-hmm. And but she just said, you know, I mean, her heart just opened and she said, I'm just so grateful to them. And she got this look in her eye like, without them, it was like, I don't think she would have survived. You know, please do not dismiss the work that Linda and Nels does. And, you know, Nels works mostly on animals, but some humans. Linda works mostly on humans, but some animals. They can both do either. But this work is, it and it's so simple to do. You know, the client, the patient, you know, like the me or the Jude, we don't have to do anything. You just have to let them do their thing. And it is absolutely remarkable, though, how transformational it can be and how much it can help. But truly, I want to officially thank both of you for continuing to work and help Jude. But I just can't tell you the incredible emotion and gratitude that she feels. And what she shared was quite touching. That she really, I don't think she thinks she could have done this without you. So thank you.
We're certainly happy to be able to help her. And, you know, I mean, I just think about if it was me and, you know, I had all that loss at once, it'd be so tough, you know. So.
Yeah. And then you think about, you know, how else could they be helpful and to who others? But, you know, I think about all the people out there with post-traumatic stress syndrome stuff, you know, all this, because what you guys do really helps so much with that without putting the patient or the client through a lot of trauma and so forth.
Right.
Anyway, so there's a lot of help out there. So be thinking about that, folks. Anything going on along those lines with you, you know, you can certainly call in and get a session with Linda. And Linda, you're still offering your free free session. You can verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can call or text Linda at 206-841-1992 for a free session. 206-841-1992, free session. Well, no, but I keep rattling on here. We need to find out what the heck is going on with Nels. And the Healing Ministry for Animals that changed a spiritual pet connection, and you can explain to us why and then where we're at now and what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll try to be quick. So back in February of 2019, right when this COVID thing started becoming a thing, I got a call and letter from the State Department of Health telling me I was under investigation for practicing veterinary medicine without a license, which, you know, seems kind of ludicrous. But of course,
eyeballs rolling.
I got in touch with an attorney right away because it sounded pretty serious.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah,
because they can take your license away.
Well, I didn't have a license.
I mean, but they can prevent you from doing your.
They can throw you in jail.
They can fine you lots of money.
Yeah,
fine you
lots of money. Throw you in jail. Yeah, they can do. They have the power to do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it seemed pretty serious. And even though I don't do anything that closely resembles veterinary medicine at all, the law has its own way of doing things. And because of certain definitions in the veterinary law, My attorney said, well, as a matter of fact, you are in violation of these parts of the law right here. That's about talking about what you do, helping animals. If you say you can help an animal, that's pretty much the same thing as practicing veterinary medicine. So, and I had definitely said that. So it's kind of hard to deny. Well, so here's the thing. Fast forward a whole bunch to just about a month ago now. And I got
because there was lots of rigmarole in between,
yeah.
Back and forth between you and the state and all. And what started this, because you would promote yourself online.
Yeah.
And so somebody must have come across you turned you in.
It was more personal than that. It was a client of mine.
Oh, you did find out?
Who had basically gone back to their veterinarian after I helped their dog, and the veterinarian was saying something about how, well, we need to run these tests and do this and do that. And unfortunately, this old man, 80-year-old retired highway patrolman, said, well, hey, you know, this guy helps me. And, you know, yeah, he charges money, but my dog's better now. And and so he was kind of reading the Veterinary of the Riot Act. And this is not what I'd recommend anybody ever do, okay? It's just not good. It's not good people skills in any room. So... But he did it, and it made the guy mad, and he found out more about me, and he turned me in. And I can totally sympathize with that because the client,
it wasn't that it was a disgruntled client that Nels was doing something that didn't work.
Right.
The client was saying, what he does works,
yeah.
And so I'm not going to do all the expensive stuff that you want me to do because Nels does it.
Right.
Instead, and so that ticked off the vet.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the way that all started rolling. And
gotcha.
So now we went through a process where I basically agreed to cease and desist practicing veterinary medicine, which means in terms of what I was violating, I'm not going to do that anymore, right? So that did put kind of a lid on me. I mean, I shut down my videos and I, you know.
Because you couldn't talk about healing animals.
Right, I couldn't call myself Dr. Nels.
Because it's not you're lying about the fact that you're a doctor. You are a doctor of chiropractic medicine.
Right.
You've been Dr. Nels most of your adult life.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said you had to drop that because people would assume it meant you're a veterinarian.
Right. So there's, you know, there are all these strictures on what I could or couldn't do.
Yeah, so we had
to
stop calling you
right.
Dr. Nels.
So my attorney advised me that since I said, well, I've got this, you know, I've got a page on Facebook called Spiritual Pet Connection, and she says, well, that's kind of out of the realm of healing per se. So calling, you know, I mean, healing ministry for animals, if you leave the ministry part out, it's healing for animals. And that's kind of, you know, that's a no-no under those rules.
Right.
Well, so... recently, I learned that there is a way that I can still do my work and promote my work and even call myself Dr. Nels, and that is I don't offer my services to the public. I offer my services to members of a private membership association, which is a corporation of which I am a part, and then all the other people who want my services can join in, and then we are able to do business inside of the association. So we're out of the public purview. And that's the thing that's so important, is being out of the public purview. So when I put my videos and website out, I have to have a kind of a disclaimer that says these services are only available to members of my private membership association.
Gotcha.
And so that way people can... still do business with me. I can still talk about what I do inside of the association. That's the umbrella under which I will be operating. And I just got the articles of incorporation on last Monday. So now I'm learning how to run this thing. It's like, you know, you buy a car and you don't know where all the stuff is.
Right, right,
So I'm still learning how to run this thing. But I can tell you that what I have found out is... through the end of December, I can offer memberships to anybody who wants to join the private membership association for free. And so this is, if you're listening to my voice and you think someday you might want to do business with me, well, you won't have to pay for a membership if you wanted to go to my website, which currently is spiritualpetconnection.com. You click the contact us button and say, hey, I want to join your association. And then I will be sending you a membership application as soon as I know how to run the thing. I'll be getting that information in the coming week, and then we'll be getting these memberships out there. So that way I can do business with people inside the association. All of my clients will be in there, and it will be safe for me to operate. And there may be other perks as well, which I'll learn about in the future.
Well, and I have to say that this sounded really complicated and convoluted to me when you first told me about it. But now I kind of understand. I think it's going to actually be pretty simple once you get this set up.
It is very simple.
And you'll go back to Healing Ministry for Animals, but both websites, Spiritual Pet Connection, they both go to the same place anyway.
Yeah, if you want to put in healingministryforanimals.com, that will still take you to the Spiritual Pet Connection webpage.
Yeah, so they both go to the same place. Now then, between now and, well, as soon as you figure it out, and the end of December, any of us, you know, listeners or any of your current customers, like you have an extensive email list
right.
of people that you come and do house calls with and ongoing services, we'll all be able to join the group for free.
Yes.
Now, then how will it work? I think I understand this. When you have someone that we're sending you a referral or something, and somebody needs your help.
Yeah.
In order to get the help from you, they'll have to join the group.
Right.
But it sounds like you're going to do something real simple, like it'll be you'll tack an extra $10
there'll be,
membership fee
there'll
on
be,
whatever
yeah.
you charge them to join the group.
Right. I'll have a basic membership available, which is anybody can use to to become a part of the association, and that's $10. So.
Yeah, yeah, so pff, not that's
a,
like not, yeah, so
not
it's not
a big
like,
deal.
Yeah, very good, very good. And you're still able to offer the do it yourself Rasmussen reset.
Yeah, I'll be able
program.
To do everything and much more.
Cool.
So basically, cool. My articles of incorporation say, you know, that members of the association can do business with each other with regards to matters of health and behavior and just helping animals.
Fantastic.
So, of course, I'm not going to be doing any regular veterinary stuff. So if you're a veterinarian listening to this and you're scared of me for some stupid reason, don't be, because I don't want to do veterinary stuff. I love to refer people to veterinarians for veterinary medicine.
Well, absolutely. And what y'all need to know, I mean, how many times any of you that have listened to the show, you know, how many times have we said, neither Nels or Linda, they don't diagnose, they don't treat, they don't prescribe. They don't even need to know what's going on with you or your animal friends when they work on you. The only reason on the air here, we talk about the details, like what's going on with the animal, and all of that, what's going on with the human, is not because they need to know that to work on you. They just tune into your body and do what your body tells them to do, okay? The only reason we do that is for our benefit, so that all of us and all you in Radioland, we all understand what's going on with the animals and the people and how all of that. But that's the only reason. It's not because they have to do that. So it's not like they're diagnosing, healing, or prescribing. And if you are veterinarians and listening, this work is not intended to replace what you do. Medications or surgeries or any of those things. The work that Nels and or Linda do only enhances it. Helps it. It doesn't hurt in it, but it's not intended to replace.
Nope. Okay? It can support it. It doesn't
it just
it
supports.
Doesn't replace it.
It just supports. Okay. So you know, it really is quite a simple thing, I think, in the bigger picture once it all happens and you figure it all out.
Yeah, I'll be able to give people applications for membership probably by the end of next week.
Fabulous, fabulous. So do you want us all to be sending you a poke on that contact link on the website now, or should we wait a little bit?
Well, if you're already on my email list and
okay.
you've got the last email I sent out, then you don't have to do anything, because I'll be sending you another one with all the directions on what to do.
Okay.
If you didn't see anything from me in email, you can get to my website, spiritualpetconnection.com, and click on the Contact Us button. And just let me know you're interested in the membership, and I will, as soon as I get the details, I will send them along to you.
Fabulous. All righty. We are ready to wrap up hour number one, fire up hour number two. We are ready also now to take your phone calls. We are all caught up on who's here. And are you Dr. Nels today?
You can call me Dr. Nels or cool. Nels. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, there we got it. All right. So we are ready for your phone calls. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Send us your photos, and we will spend the rest of the show, I hope, talking to you guys and doing remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And another alert, even though it's a little early for me, we have to talk Christmas. Because if you want Santa Paws photos this year, they're starting in November. I got all the dates for the Mud Bay photos for Meow, so I'll give you those during current events. And it is time now to get on the love train. That's going to be coming up. Remember, this part of the show is mandatory. Dancing is required. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about, we didn't even officially start the show. Maybe we'll have to do that next hour. But if we want to, we could avoid it altogether if you guys call in and we have phone calls to take. Anyway, it is time to get prepared for the love train. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. I'm coming through your home to pick you up on the love train. We'll spread the love all over, get our exercise, and I energize it up with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Om, peace, amen, via the love train. And it's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1100.